Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. And also just a reminder for our listeners out there that if you have any suggestions for future topics or if you like this show or a previous show, you can always email us to wellnessradio, all one word, at co.imperial.ca.us.
Oh, you know, we'll even take questions. I mean, if you've got a question.
We might not answer it right now.
No, yeah, I would email my guests. I wouldn't pretend to want to know the answer, but we could go back. We know most of them and we could go back and ask them. And
we have experts.
So if something that comes up on the show today, you know, just really is itching at you and you got to freaking out, oh, I wonder about this, then, you know, throw us an email. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Operators are standing by.
Yes, they are.
To deal with the flood of emails. We are halfway through anxiety month,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, we did earlier children's. Last week we did adolescent, and today we're going to do adults.
And we are joined today by staff psychiatrist Dr. Bushra Ahmad.
Welcome. Medical director for Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Ahmad.
Welcome aboard today.
Thanks.
Are you excited to do this is your first radio broadcast.
Is this an anxiety producing?
Yes, I'm excited and I'm ready.
Good. How long have you been with County Behavioral Health?
I'm here almost for 10 years and I really had a good time here. I love the valley and I loved the working with the people. And my patients and my colleagues and staff here. Well,
now that we've got you on the radio after 10 years, we'll try and get you like every 2 weeks or so. How's that?
Oh, I think it will be overwhelming.
Welcome aboard. So, anxiety. We talked 2 weeks ago on how it impacts children. And we were all kind of nonplussed because we're like, children, they don't have anxiety. They've got idyllic, cartoon-filled, candy-filled lives that aren't that stressful. But then we found out that there was quite a few stressors.
Yeah, stressors from school, you know, anxiety-producing, and also at home. Could be, you know, parents going through a divorce. And then we also talked about teenagers, adolescents.
Yeah, we could kind of see how they were stressed out because they're acting so weird. But we know adults are stressed. So this is the show we've been waiting for because we're both adults and we were looking for all sorts of insights.
Actually, the fact is that the anxiety, most of the time, it stems in early childhood or early adolescence. And then it slowly gets, you know, we learn it over the period of time and the years, and it become our learned response.
Or you learn to cope with it or kind of like learn. Yeah.
Both is. Yeah. Of course, not everybody has the anxiety. So many people learn to cope with it. And many people then learn how to stay anxious. And there's a learned response to a lot of our stressors around us.
Well, there's some anxieties that is good, having a little bit of anxiety, kind of like, for example, if you're in college, they're in college, or at work, that they give you a project or they give you a deadline and, you know, kind of a little bit that will push you kind of to make it better or just, you know, motivate you.
The thing is the anxiety is a kind of universal and it's everybody has it and it's a normal and it's adaptive. Adaptive mean that we get anxious and with the period of time we get used to it and we are not as anxious to do the same thing as we have in the first time. So the normal is the same, like Maria said, that we actually need the anxiety so it helps us to get the things done. Otherwise, if we are totally off and, you know, do not care at all, then we won't be able to do anything. So like, for example, I have a test tomorrow, so I have to read about it. So little anxiety is going to help me to prepare for the exam. Mm-hmm. Same as if I have to go for the interview. That's the natural response. Everybody gets anxious about it.
That's true.
So, but the way it is that to some extent, anxiety, it helps us to improve our performance and improve, get the things done. But after a while, if it's overwhelming to the point that it affects our thinking, our concentration, our ability to even absorb the things, then it gets dysfunctional or pathological. We want to avoid that so that it doesn't go to that point. And, you know, but we want to stay into a normal range.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.